destructive nature emerged between the individual with a mission to expunge the perceived national humiliation of 1918 and a society ready, more and more, to see his leadership as vital to its future salvation, to rescue it from the dire straits into which, in the eyes of millions of Germans, defeat, democracy, and depression had cast it. To encapsulate this relationship as the key to understanding how Hitler could obtain, then exercise his peculiar form of power, I turn to the concept of charismatic authority, as devised by the brilliant German sociologist Max Weber, who died before Hitler had been heard of, at least outside Munich beer halls. I did not elaborate on this concept, which had figured prominently in my writing on Hitler and the Third Reich over many years. It lay, unmistakably, however, at the heart of the inquiry. Charismatic authority, as deployed by Weber, did not rest primarily on demonstrable outstanding qualities of an individual. Rather, it derived from the perception of such qualities among a following which, amid crisis conditions, projected onto a chosen leader unique heroic attributes and saw in him personal greatness, the embodiment of a mission of salvation. Charismatic authority is, in Weber's conceptualization, inherently unstable. Continued failure or misfortune will bring its downfall,